And welcome, everybody. You're listening to Cloud Sense. I am Jack Baruji, your host. And, you know, I'm going to get right into it. I was reading the numbers that came out last year, and we were talking about the top cloud providers and infrastructure providers. And, you know, there was no surprise. You know, that war seems to be largely decided, at least last year's war was, you know, between AWS, which got the big share, and, you know, and Microsoft Azure, Google Cloud platform. But what's happening here, though, and this is very important to keep in mind, is that other technologies, all right, such as AI and machine learning, are opening up this entire marketplace to other smaller players. It is their niche. It's the value add that they bring to the equation that's really doing the trick for them. So, and, you know, understand, you know, meanwhile, the cloud market, especially looking ahead in 2019 and 2020, is really taking on a multi-cloud spin, if you think about it. You know, you're getting these hybrid players coming in. Look what IBM did. They acquired Red Hat, okay? That could really change the landscape of what is happening right now. So I want you to pay very close attention, especially to the M&A activity by the big boys, because what they're going to do is they're going to get into this space. You know why? All right? Because it's not a zero-sum game. You know, many times people think, well, you know what, if A loses business and market share then to B, then, you know, it's all a zero-sum game. No, folks, all right? And those of you that know this, guess what? I'm going to tell you this again, all right? Look at the Gartner report, all right? Gartner report says that cloud computing is driving overall IT spending. All right, they're looking for an increase of 3.2% to $3.76 trillion. I'm going to repeat that number, folks. $3.76 trillion. All right? That is what is fueling everything. Data centers, you know, your IT spend at your various corporations. You know, the Fortune 500, most of them spend over $1 billion a year on IT. You know, people don't realize that. This is becoming such an important, this is now a question of survival. I remember being on a board of directors of publicly held corporations where it was nothing more than a luxury item, all right? We had these, you know, mainframe gurus coming to us, and this was before servers. Yes, I am dating myself, folks, all right? But I'm going to tell you something. It's quite possible that a large enterprise will consume cloud services from every vendor, you know, around. Okay, a multi-cloud approach, a multi-service approach. What you need is a vending machine to basically give you all these. I'm going to take a couple of minutes, come back, and I want to talk to you about a couple of themes to watch for with these top cloud providers.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX. Cloud buying made easy.
And welcome back, everybody. You know, we're talking about the top cloud providers for 2019. And here's something that's really telling, folks, okay? I want you to think about this for 1 second before we continue, okay? Gartner, all right, has what they call a magic quadrant. Well, that magic quadrant for cloud infrastructure went from 6 players to more than a dozen. All right? Think about that. Now, you know, it's hard to kind of keep that in mind only because we talked about how the market seems to be divided up amongst these heavy hitters. Well, you know, what's happening is that these heavy hitters are finding that their supply chains are the smaller players in many cases. Well, but let me get into it. There are a couple of themes to watch for as I talk to some of these top providers, and I think it's important to keep it in mind, all right? One is AI. You know, I mean, the Internet of Things, analytics, using data. It's the upsell, technologies for cloud service providers. It's their upsell, folks, all right? It is a natural upsell. Okay, you're going to see it. We're going to see right now what's happening, especially with IBM or the IBM services now. You could probably put Watson anywhere you want it. All right, think about that for a second, okay? So AI, machine learning are now going to be driving, you know, what's really going to be a utility, the cloud, which is why all these corporations are going to go and are using a multi-cloud solution. Okay. Number two, multi-cloud solutions. Natural, isn't it? Well, you're seeing it. I mean, again, they're forcing the issue. IBM, for one. I keep going to IBM because, you know, I know there are a lot of people out there that are not IBM fans. But, you know, I grew up as the, you know, watching IBM as the bellwether technology stock. And, you know, guess what? Don't sell them short, folks. All right. And what they are going to do is they are going to layer themselves into the AI machine learning revolution. Yes. And that is what's going to drive multi-cloud. I want you to think about that, all right? Especially now that you've got, you know, virtual machines and containerization. You know, all of that really drives, you know, the need to no longer put all of your critical assets, you know, with one provider, which, by the way, is insane to me. I still don't get how people do that, all right? And you know what? The last thing that I think we should really watch for is power pricing, all right? You know, Google recently raised prices of their G Suite. How about that? All right. And the cloud space is, you know, the technology where add-ons exist for most of those new technologies. Think about that. So what they're starting to do is they're starting to nickel and dime you. Watch what Google's doing and watch what AWS does. All right. You know, they're going to be looking at ways to be able to make more money off of your infrastructure needs than simply giving you access to a server or a data center. All right. Now, you know, that's really important because you know why? They're going to be buying these services. They're not going to be creating them. In many cases, what they're doing, folks, is they're going out there and doing an acquisition. M&A activity, especially in the wake of all of the capital that they have repatriated from overseas, is going to create a havoc. All right, with some of the smaller providers and some of the smaller service players. All right, folks, that's it. I'm running out of time, but I just want to tell you, all right, keep an eye on these top providers. They're going to be the key for 2019. I'll be talking to you soon. This is Jack Marugian. You've been listening to CloudSense.